Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hi guys, Ishai Breslauer here with the Shark Eye CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you guys are doing fantastic this weekend that is coming. And I'm pumped for this weekend. I don't know what about you. I usually love to do Mondays when it's a Monday and we start the week. Everybody's recuperated fresh. I start diving in. I love diving in into some asset class. Last time we did retail and that was exciting. I hope you guys will be able to listen to it if you didn't. And that was pretty cool. On Thursdays, when we're all, I don't know what about you, I'm usually on Thursdays, a little bit drained, meaning if we did what we had to do and we were focused on what we had to, what we had to accomplish. And, we're a little bit tired. That's a part of life. And, going out to the weekend, I love to come with some inspirational stuff, less detailed, less, technical, and some inspirational things, which are great. It's great for any business person, of course, for beginners who are going into CRE commercial real estate, and also for pros who are in commercial real estate to get some inspiration. And today I want to talk about confidence. I want to talk about how to build confidence and how does that work. And building confidence, it's a huge, huge topic. You see it all over the place. If you open Facebook, if you open YouTube, you see all those motivational videos, endless materials out there that are provided by, every person on the planet, to give you motivation. I just want to touch a couple of things about how building motivation is key to our success, whether we do it for ourselves or we have some profound people who do it for us and give us the inspiration to gain confidence. And I just want to tell you a personal short story about myself. It goes back to the time when I was not yet in commercial real estate. I was not yet in it. I was an educator, not even that. I was 25 years old, getting into education after learning many years. And there was a man who was one of the biggest mentors and one of the most profound impact on my life. His name was Rabbi Raphael Grossman, passed away a few years ago, was very dear to me and one of my biggest mentors in life. And with him, it was a very, very unique story because I was a 25-year-old, no previous experience in education at the time. And he calls me up and he tells me, and I'll tell you a few incidents that happened with him that got me confidence. And that's how important it is. And we get something to learn from it. So pay attention. So he calls me up and he tells me one evening we were in that in the office. And he tells me, listen, I have this class tonight. And I want you to stop by. And I believe that what he was talking about was to come and maybe find him in the office before the class and schmooze with him and or something like that. Or maybe listen to the class, whatever it was. And he says, come at about 8:15, something like that, around that time. Didn't sound like a meeting, like formal meeting. And I said to myself, no problem. So later on that evening, I make my way to the office, left the house at around 8, said, he didn't seem like so pressured about timing. And probably it's a schmooze, something very local, very, casual, as we call it. And I come in, I get into the office, I knock on the door. And sure enough, he's sitting there in the office. I thought he was going to be alone or something, prepared for some class. He was in the middle of a class. And he's sitting in front of people, a group of about 15 to 20 people. And he's sitting right in front of them. And he's giving them the class. And I was like, what? And he says, oh, by the way, this is Ishai Breslauer. Come and sit next to me. Pulls out a chair, puts it right next to him. And sit down. And I thought he wanted me to join the class. Maybe there's a message. Maybe he wanted me to see how to run a class. And I don't know what, but whatever. I didn't really figure out what he wanted me to do or why he wanted me there. But I just played a long set right next to him and listened to the class. And, you know, there were about those people, about 20 people listening. Okay, cool. After 5 minutes, he all of a sudden goes, all right, he gets up and he says, I have some previous engagements that I have to attend today, and I will not be able to finish the class. However, we have Mr. Yishai here right next to me, and that's me. I was 25 years old at the time with no previous public speaking or teaching experience. And he says to them, he will continue to deliver the class. And I became white, basically. My blood ran away to Alaska. And what happened was I didn't know what to do. He started walking towards the door, and I'm almost fainting, getting up, walking after him, following him to the door. And as he goes out, he tries to close the door, and I put my foot at the door so he can close it. And I look at him and I'm, what do you want me to do? What am I going to do? How do I go about this? What am I supposed to do here? And he tells me, he puts his face right in my face, and he looks at me and he says, read from the phone book. It was funny, but I didn't know what to say. And he sort of kicked my foot out the door and he closed the door. And I was left there on my own to give a class. And guess what? Yes, it was terrifying. Yes, it was uncomfortable. It was out of my comfort zone without a doubt. But I sort of survived through it. I made, you know, friends with the people. I started schmoozing with them. And I actually delivered that class. How successful it was, I can't remember. It was not bad. It was not great. Obviously, it was one of my first classes ever delivered. But I was actually managed to pull it through in some way. And he left about 50 minutes after he started, 20 minutes. And that means that I had about 30 minutes to fill up. And that was not easy. About 40 minutes to fill up. That was not easy, but I pulled it through and actually was okay. Few days later, I walk out in that office and there was a bulletin board. And I'm looking at that bulletin board and all of a sudden, I see a flyer hanging up there with a debate that is being, you know, that is going to be in about a couple of days. And the three speakers of the debate are Professor so-and-so, another Professor so-and-so from the local university, and yours truly, Yishai Breslauer, is going to speak to us. I was shocked, and the blood actually ran away to the moon this time, even further. I was so shocked that I immediately went to his office and said, what is that about? I am not a speaker. I cannot sit in front of people. How many people will be there? He said about 70 people. I thought I'm going to faint. And he said, don't worry, you'll do great. Prepare the class on, we're going to talk about the topic, whatever. He told me the topic, prepare something about that, and it'll be fine. I said, no, I can't. Yes, you can. You'll be fine. Actually, it went okay. You know, I wasn't the most brilliant speaker at the time, you know, but I actually pulled it through some way, one way or another. And I'll give you another story about the same man with confidence at the same age. And I was there actually with a very close friend of mine. And we saw that there's a saga happening when the summer came that they couldn't find a camp director. And there were a lot of people coming and going and interviewed from all kinds of cities coming in. The board, they came together and they met with them and interviewed them. And no one actually got the job. Maybe they didn't want. Maybe they weren't accepted. I have no idea what the case was. But anyways, 3 weeks before camp, we knew that it's going on. We were not involved in that. He comes into our office and he says to us, we have a camp, as you see. We didn't find a camp director. Our registration is almost dead. And what I want you to do is to run our camp. And we looked at each other. We thought it's a joke. And we looked at him. And we said to him, are you for real? We never ran a camp, let alone, we never attended a camp, let alone run a camp. And what are you expecting from us? He sort of smacked on the table and said, you will do great and you'll do it. And that was it. And that was it. And that it was an unbelievable learning experience. We had, in 3 weeks, we had to market the camp, learn how to run a camp, And it was just crazy, crazy, crazy. But there's a lesson to learn from that. The camp, by the way, was a great success. Not a lot of people came. Not a lot of kids came. But it was such an amazing success that the year after, it was almost tripled in terms of the number. And it was a great experience. We learned about ourselves. We learned about how to run things. It was unbelievable. And how would you do that if someone doesn't throw you to the water and said, swim, which is unbelievable. Think about it. If you want to gain confidence for yourself, you have to do it for yourself. So not everyone is lucky in the world to have people who have confidence in them at any point in life or at a certain point in life that tells them, I want you to swim. And the key here is that when you are, let's say, for example, the owner of a company, let's say you run a company, and you want people who work for you to be able to do something and to give them inspiration and confidence. We don't want workers who are, we call it, numb, dead, or uninspired. That will kill any company, and we don't want to be there. We don't want to have a part in that. We want to be in a place where our people, the people who work for us, are inspired. And if you are working for someone, wait up. I'm going to address you too. I'm going to also address you. But one second. First of all, if you have workers that are like that, inspire them. Don't put them in the middle of the ocean and tell them swim to America, something that is impossible to do, because that's not inspiring. That's discouraging. But if you want to have someone inspired, you put them in something humane, something that is doable, something that is approachable, something that is manageable, but still a challenge. And you tell them, swim. And then you are inspiring people. Then you're putting them in a place where they can accomplish something that they can't, that they think they can't, or they believe they cannot. And then all of a sudden they come out and they actually did pretty good. They wouldn't do fantastic in the first time, maybe even bad. But you have to be a person who is a good mentor for other people. And if you are the other side, if you are that person who needs inspiration, who needs to go in and to get things done, and to be inspired, and to create challenges for yourself, if you say, I will, I will, I will, you never will. What you have to do is actually create the challenges for yourself. Put it up in the calendar. Go out to the calendar and put up a date where you're going to finish whatever you're going to finish. And by that time, you have to create all the plan around it. If you put yourself a point in the calendar and you say, by that time, sometimes life do it to us. Sometimes, we have a deadline to meet and, we just have no choice. We have to meet the deadline. That's a great thing because that pulls you, that puts you in the situation where you have to perform. You have to perform. But sometimes you have to do it to yourself. You have to put that date in the calendar, that point, and you have to say, by that time, I have to be ready no matter what. I have to do whatever I have to do. And you have to swim. And the key here is to actually inspire yourself and inspire others. And you can't do it while you think that, yeah, I'm going to get there. Because stuff with no deadline or no challenge or no target in the end of the road, you're not going to make it. You're not going to get there. So the key here is to actually make stepping stones, to have some smaller challenge and then a bigger challenge and a larger challenge. And that's how things work. And that's what building confidence is. You can't create confidence from saying, hey, you gain confidence. You have to actually do stuff. Talk about stuff is great, but actually do stuff will give you tremendous confidence. And that incident that I just told you gave me tremendous confidence to come into commercial real estate and do whatever I do. Because how would I be able to believe in myself at the point when, I had to change careers and go and do something different? How about that? I'm not going to go to my origin story or my CRE story. You can go and scroll back and see in the other episodes. But I'm saying right now, all I'm saying is we want to inspire others. We want to be inspired. We have to create dates in the calendar. We have to create challenges. We have to put the point on where we want to get to, where we want to be, and we want to become people who are inspiring to other people. And the way to be inspiring to other people is A, be a role model, and B, give them challenges that are manageable. Be compassionate, but at the same time, be a killer and show them that they can do it, that they can get things done. They can accomplish anything that they want to, that they can accomplish. And that is the key. That is the key. So the lesson for today, when we go to the weekend, we want to recuperate. We want to, get our enthusiasm together. This is the last day of work. You're driving now on the way to work, or you're on the way to work, or you are listening to me when I have no idea where you are. What I'm saying, you go for the last day, get some inspiration for this last day and towards the weekend. And let's get whatever we can do. Usually that's what I like to do on Thursdays. That's what I like to do Thursdays. Again, Mondays are about diving in to commercial real estate asset classes and go into, market outlook and dive into that. Last time we did retail. Next time I'm still debating. Maybe I'm going to go into hospitality and talk about hotels. Still debating about this. A very sad story, but we have to discuss that on Monday. And probably that's what we're going to do unless something changes. I have a few people already working. I'm already working on bringing to the show and hosting them so I can stop talking and let other people do the talking and listen to their story, their inspiration, their situation, whatever brought to them to commercial real estate. And on Mondays, to hear from them, the market outlook from their perspective, and to discuss that in depth. You guys have a beautiful weekend. I really hope that you're going to get your energy back and start the next week with an amazing, amazing energy and force of action. You guys have a beautiful weekend. Take care of yourselves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.